name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The faith that was kept and defended by St. Gregory Palamas in the 1300s has not fully passed into the United States of America. We as Orthodox in America remain firmly in the grip of those teachings that were new and different in his time. He struggled against those teachings, and his affirmation of the teaching of St. Paul was affirmed by the Orthodox churches in the East. But what he taught and the understanding of St. Paul that he had remains largely lost in the West, even today, even by Orthodox. The ideas that were new in the 1300s have triumphed everywhere, not just in the realm of a new kind of religious understanding of the world, but also they became the foundation of the scientific understanding of the world, which is the starting place for virtually all of us today. And there is no fundamental conflict between that and the new religious understanding of the world that began just before the time of St. Gregory Palamas. What I'm referring to is the powerful explanation of the world that was given in the 1200s in the West by Thomas Aquinas. Aquinas described the world in a way that is different from what you find in St. Paul's letters and the teachings of the apostles, and is different from the understanding of Christianity as it was found amongst the Eastern churches. How was it different? According to Aquinas, the world that we live in, this physical world, is cut off from God because of the fall of Adam. That's a new idea. It's not in the New Testament. There are other things that Thomas and those who followed him said because of that, but let's focus on that today because it's probably the best way to understand how important St. Gregory Palamas and his passing down of the Christian faith is for us today. The first thing that we have to look at is the way we use the word energy today. And we know we have an energy problem. What is energy? Energy is what makes our cars go. You can get it from an internal combustion engine. You can get it from electricity. You can tap into the natural world around us, the wind, other sources of energy. This is a scientific use of the term energy. And this use of the term energy didn't exist at the time of St. Paul or at the time of Thomas Aquinas. The point here is that if we read St. Paul's letters, where he uses the term energia, and if we read what Gregory Palamas says when he explains the divine energies of God, the uncreated energies of God that sustain and, as St. Paul says, uphold the world that he has created, he is not using it in the same way that we understand the word energy today, to refer to capacities that the natural world has of its own. The natural world is a source of energy that we can use. Well then, what does St. Paul mean when he uses the term energia? What does St. Gregory Palamas mean? He means the action of God, the divine actions. We are talking about a God who only reveals himself by his action, by the things that he does. His speech itself is action. His word is action. He creates by the divine word. Now, of course, when we say the divine word, we don't mean exactly the same thing as if we were talking about a human being speaking as I'm speaking now. But we have no other way to talk about it. When God acts, His speech, His action goes out from Himself and it creates. The point here for us today is that we can only know God by way of His having acted. We know the actions of God. In the Old Testament, the Hebrew people knew God as the one who did something. He was the one who brought them out of Egypt. What God are we talking about? We are talking about the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, the one who told Abraham to go and he went, the one who told Moses to lead the people out of Israel and he led them out of Israel. And it was God leading them out of Israel. It was God's action, God's divine energia. That is what they knew of God. We only know God because He reveals Himself by His action. We have no other knowledge of God more than that. How else could we know Him except by action in the world that He created? We are part of that realm of creation. Everything that we know is of His creation. We can't have a thought, an idea, an understanding of anything that doesn't come from the fact that we live within the realm, the world that He created. But He Himself is other than His creation. He created the world. Before He created the world, what was He like? What is He like? Beyond creation. Can we know? We cannot. We only know God by His action in the world that He created where we live. God revealed Himself to the Hebrew people. And He revealed Himself by His action. He revealed Himself by a special kind of action, His word. Go and do this. St. Paul says, referring back to all of that, in the chapter that we read from this morning, from his letter to the Hebrews, that now God has spoken to us by His Son. He has spoken to us by the incarnation of His Son. He has spoken to us so that the Word of God has become incarnate. That action is an action that He took. And now we know the Word of God in the flesh, Jesus the Christ. And He comes into the world in order to make it possible for us to share and to participate in His own divine actions, His own divine energies. St. Paul says in Colossians, I strive in His working as He works in me. I strive in His working as He works in me. And in Paul's Greek, he has used the word energia twice. I strive in His energia. And He, and there is no good translation of this into English, so what it sounds like at first is not what it means. And He energizes me. Now we today, who think when we hear the word energy, in the way that we talked about before, the way of science, energy is something that you get from the natural world, we might think, oh, you mean like the Energizer Bunny. The Energizer Bunny is energized by a battery. It's a little battery that he has in him, you know, that makes him, you know, go and go and go. Is that what St. Paul means? No. That is not what St. Paul means. St. Paul was not in a position to have imagined the idea that we just talked about in talking about the Energizer Bunny. That way of thinking about energy didn't exist. This is long before we decided that we live in a world that is separated from God, that science is justified in dealing with as if there were no God, and figuring out what kind of physical operations are going on and exploiting them for our use. That kind of practical knowledge about the world is not a bad or evil thing. It just didn't exist in the first century, or in the time of St. Gregory Palamas. When St. Paul says, I strive in his energy, I participate in his energy, I share in his energy. Now, as Orthodox, now we're getting something, getting close to something that we already understand. We keep saying that we were created to participate, to share in God's divine life. St. Paul is talking about that right here. This is how you participate in God's divine life. You participate in his divine action in the world. Human beings are created to be that one being who is able to participate in God's divine energia, God's divine life and action in the world. In fact, our life is meant to be a participation in God's own divine life, in his energia. And that's what St. Paul is saying. And that's what he's saying, that the coming of Jesus Christ and the trampling down of death and the sending of the Holy Spirit has made it possible for him to do and for us to do if we live in Christ. Who knows what that means? St. Paul is telling us to be able to live in Christ means to be able to participate in God's divine action in the world. That's what it means to be a human being. Now, when we say that we participate in God's own divine energy, do we know him as he is beyond creation? Do we know him as he is in himself, in his essence? Because God is what he is before he created the world. Can we know him that way, beyond creation? No. But we know him in his action in the world. We know him in his energy, in his energia. We know him when he speaks to us by his word. And we don't want to reduce that, when we say his word, down to the things that are printed on a page and say, this is God's word, I can hold it in my hand. This word that I could hold in my hand that is God's word, the gospel that we just had out here, is an icon, an image in words and thoughts that refers us to God himself, just like a visual icon does. It is no more itself God than the icon is. Is it holy? Yes. Can we even call it the holy word of God? Yes, we can. But we need to realize that God's energia has passed into and been participated in by the writers of those words on the page. And that that participation in divine life is what is restored to us. And the fact that it is so is our salvation. Because that is how we were created to live. The idea that God is in his heaven, far off, separated from us by a gulf, and we live in a world that is dead and without his active living presence, is not true. It is a mental fiction that scientists use in order to discover useful information about the world. But it is not the ultimate truth about the world that we live in. And this is something that I don't think we commonly understand as Orthodox. The world around us is alive with the divine energies and actions of God. Otherwise, it would cease to exist. God created the world in 7 days and he rested. We need not to understand that in scientific terms. We need to understand as Orthodox that God's participation and sustaining, upholding of the world, as St. Paul says, goes on. It doesn't end after 7 days. It's not like he created a cosmic watch like the atheists of the 1700s in America thought, to give to us as our toy to play with as we please, as though the world that we live in is separated from him. It is not so. Christianity is barely visible, barely surviving within such a way of understanding the world. We need to make the effort to receive the faith that was kept for us from that new way of thinking by St. Gregory Palamas. What difference does it make? The difference that it makes is that we are called to do as Paul describes himself as doing, and to strive in the working of Christ in us, so that our work, our life, becomes part of God's work. That is what we are created for. Not to live like that is to have a living death. Not to live like that is not to have God's life acting in us. And so, even though this biblical way of understanding the meaning of things is completely different from our modern, Western, secular way of understanding the world, we must make some effort to understand and not simply take all of the things that St. Paul is saying about our life in Christ as beautiful spiritual poetry. The life in Christ is possible. It has been lived by generation after generation of those who have actively participated in divine life. And it's not good enough for us to accept a version of Christianity that leaves us free to live secular lives without God, as though God had withdrawn and left us on our own. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.